You get in line and I'll get a pole, honey. You get in line and I'll get a pole, babe.
Welcome to Fish Talk Radio. I'm John Hennigan in studio, and we also have Captain Karen Hookham walking around here. But we have two singing celebrities on the line with us today, and they both love singing, probably what kind of country stuff, but they also both love fishing, and they sing about fishing too.
Isn't that awesome?
Isn't that awesome? Our co-host today, who you'll be able to tune into for the rest of the show, is John Kirkoski. But right now, let me reintroduce Misty Loggins, the Nashville country singer and lady angler, who just came out with a new calendar that you got to see.
And possibly win. Yep. Which we'll talk more about that later.
Okay.
But Misty, you there?
I sure am. Thanks so much for having me back on the line.
Well, we did have the pleasure of you last week, but we didn't get to spend enough time with you, so we brought you back for a little bit of a second right now. And then if you want to just kind of go over a little bit about Misty, of course, it's mistyloggins.com, right?
That's right.
So it's simple. I mean, if you can't remember that, then you better listen to the radio again and listen to it again. But
Misty, how long have you been singing?
You know what? I've been singing my whole life. My daddy, who was a farmer by trade, was a Southern gospel singer with his brothers. And my mother loves music as well. And I'm the youngest of five kids and the only one who does music. But there was always music in our house.
And you're from Georgia, though, right?
Yeah.
Hollywood, Georgia. I think that came out last week.
That's right. Yeah. Hollywood, Georgia.
Yeah, what was that one? My father's got the squeeze box, and the whole family gets together and sings. What was that one?
Yeah, something like that. So you're the only one out of the five kids.
Squeeze box by the Who. Okay.
So out of five kids, and you're the only one who took it to the next level and became a country music artist.
Yes, I'm the one that Mama worries about, you know.
That's great. But you're having fun.
I'm having a blast, and I've been really blessed to get to pay taxes on doing music, but it's not always about that. It's just about doing what you love to do, because if you do what you love to do, you'll never work a day in your life.
So
that's why I fish. And
yeah, I was just going to say, so how'd you get into fishing?
I actually got into fishing. My mother and I used to go out and fish for bluegill and trout and perch, that kind of thing, and so I always loved to fish, but a couple of years ago, I started working with producer Brian Kolb, and who's actually up for a Grammy for his work mixing and engineering the Brandi Clark record. So fingers crossed in February he'll be Grammy winning Brian Kolb. But he got me into bass fishing because he has an awesome cabin out on the Tennessee River, and we'd go out there and write songs. We wrote Tie One On actually on the water, and I had a knack for bass fishing. Never knew it, and just fell in love with it, and it's equal parts love for music and love for fishing.
Last time we were on, we touched on the fact about lady anglers have becoming to the forefront, and they have a natural gift. But our co-host, John Kirkoski, has been so anxious since I told him about you. So let him see if he can talk with you for a couple minutes. I'm sure he has a lot of things.
That.
Well, Misty, it's kind of odd. I love bass fishing. That's my favorite fish that I enjoy. I think we share a lot of the same fish that you catch down there, we catch here in Minnesota. And it's kind of odd, too. I do a lot of my favorite. I love to write my fishing songs, and I love the fish, but I also do a lot of some Southern-style gospel.
Oh, wow.
So I enjoy it. I have fun with it. And if I can't have fun with it, I won't do it. Kind of like fishing.
Absolutely.
Sounds like it's in their blood.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, this could be a match made in heaven. Not in a physical sense, of course, but it'd be great. Maybe you guys could get together sometime and maybe even on the air and practice a duet or something.
Oh, my gosh. That'd be such a treat.
Really?
Wow. That really would be a treat. I'd love that.
Okay.
You know, and I was checking John's music out online, the video that he has there, and you know what? It's some really great stuff. I'd love to sing along.
Wow.
Maybe grab my banjo and we could work up a big song.
Oh my God, this is so much fun!
Okay, you guys, you know, I know it's a long ways to go, but we got to get you in the studio. We'll just do a whole show about it.
Hey, that works.
There
sounds
you go.
Like fun.
love it. Oh, my gosh. So we will have to get you to go to Minnesota and go do some ice fishing with John.
I'd rather they come here. John, we're going to be talking about ice fishing in a couple of minutes with John. But right now we're going to concentrate on Misty. And obviously we've got the calendar. The tie went on. Yeah, she did. Actually, she did pretty much the whole song last week a cappella. It was incredible. I mean, how you just start singing and
she added some background. She did add a couple things for you.
Oh yeah, she did. Yeah, that's right. I got to go back and listen to it again.
But it's great that you. Is this the first time you put out a calendar, Misty?
It is. Uh-huh. It was interesting this past year at CMA Music Fest. I had a booth at Fanfare and. All the people would come up and they would ask as much about fishing as they would about music. They would be like, where did you catch that big largemouth that you had up on your Facebook last week? And it was just so cool that people connected on that level as much as they do with music. And so my management brought the idea about that, why don't we just do something that just kind of combines the two? And that's how the calendar came to be.
It's well done. I mean, besides the fact that you're very beautiful and it's fun pictures, and of course they're all out on the water having to do with fishing.
They're all on the boat that I fish on with my actual gear. And I mean, granted, I don't mean to spoil the illusion, but I usually, as you see from the fish photos that I'm holding up, I don't necessarily fish in the swimwear.
Well, I was just going to say, I hope you wear a lot of sunscreen when you go fishing.
Yeah.
I'm going to go fishing with you
because
that's... I'll go fishing with you because that's how I like to fish, too.
What?
But that would be fun.
But
just real quick for the listeners, so everybody knows that all you have to do is go to fishtalkradio.com, and right there on the homepage is the promotion to have the opportunity to enter to win 5 lucky winners every week for the next month or so. We will be giving away... Well, I think 3 weeks. We've got 3 weeks left in December. And autographed by Misty herself and also the free download to her new song, Taiwan On.
Mm-hmm.
So please definitely.
By the way, Taiwan On is a great song, but it has nothing to do with alcohol.
I know, right? Isn't that funny?
Yeah, it's cool. That was great.
I thought it was going to be a double feature.
Well... Like I say in the song, we'll drink about it later, but as for right now, we'll just tie one on.
Yeah.
I actually just finished writing a song about a month ago. I haven't gone in the studio with it yet. It's about fishing with my girlfriend and about her fishing in her bikini, so that was it.
Well, I think, John, maybe you need to do a calendar.
Well, you know what? I was just going to, before I was interrupted, I think that, because it's radio, no one gets to see Captain Karen Hookham, and so I think she needs to come up with a calendar.
Uh-huh, I think so, too.
I think so, too.
I can't
sing. It's amazing what they can do with Photoshop. You don't need to sing. Just take a picture. Yeah.
No. Seriously, no. So you've got a lot of touring going on, don't you, Misty? You're going to be touring around.
I do.
You have a lot of concerts coming up?
I sure do. And if folks want to see when I'm coming to their area, if they'll go to my website, which, like you said, mistyloggins.com. Misty like the adjective, Loggins like Kenny, but no relation.
That's what everybody's been asking.
They do. But, you know, we're trying to figure where we're related. But they can see when I'm going to be coming to their area. And I know I'm going to be in Biloxi, Hard Rock Casino on New Year's Eve for the High Rollers there. We're doing a private function. And there'll be some stuff coming up in January. I'll be actually going to do some fishing-oriented shows at some marinas and at some kayak events, and that'll be really fun. Of course, we'll all be bundled up. There'll be no swimsuits involved because it is January.
Okay.
And I don't promote frostbite.
Okay.
But follow me online, and we'll all get together and on the face-to-face book.
Okay. Well, Misty, we're going to have to go to a break. We've got about less than 30 seconds. And we do have Eduardo Herrera from the Costa Baja Resort coming up in the next segment. And I know you don't have a whole lot of time, but if you'd like to just hang around for a couple of minutes, we'll see if we can finish up with you on Fish Talk Radio.
You're listening to Fish Talk Radio.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Hang on.
S-A-N-D-O-S is how to spell luxury resort in downtown Cabo San Lucas. Santos Finisterre Los Cabos is the only five-star all-inclusive on the beach next to the marina in Cabo San Lucas. Angler-friendly Santos Finisterre Los Cabos is now an affordable world-class resort with the finest accommodations, food, and location anywhere. Enjoy your Cabo fishing adventure as you never have. Visit Sandos.com and use discount code FISHTALK.
World-class golf, fishing, and diving in the clear, warm waters of the Sea of Cortez with a true five-star resort. The Grand Heritage Hotel and Resort at Costa Baja. Great value and without the hustle of other parts of Baja. On the white sand beach with Espiritu Santos Island minutes away. Signature restaurants, pools, and accommodations for an intimate weekend, weddings, or corporate events. On the web at CostaBajaResort.com.
The road stretches for miles in front of you. And with the Ram 1500, you'll be able to reach mile after open mile. It gets a best-in-class 25 miles per gallon highway, so your destination won't just be determined by your gas gauge, but by your gauge for achievement. And the Ram 1500 is the first-ever back-to-back Motor Trend Truck of the Year. Guts. Glory. Ram. See your local Ram dealer today for great deals. EPA estimated 25 mpg highway based on V6 4x2.
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to reelfunadventures.com.
If you like the show you are listening to right now, you can listen to it and many more just like it on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Fishing, hunting, boating, and the rest of the great outdoors, 24/7, 365 on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Download the free Reno Viola's Outdoor Radio app or visit WRVORadio.com online to see the lineup and schedule. That's Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. And enjoy the great outdoors.
Vagabundos Del Mar Boat and Travel Club has 42 years' experience introducing RVers to the joys of Mexico. Specializing in Baja, Vagabundos leads caravans and sponsors fishing tournaments, trailer boat cruises, and weekend getaways in Mexico and the West. Vagabundos Del Mar also saves its 10,000 members tons of money on low-cost auto insurance. Stay up to date on Mexican travel with the printed newsletter online at vagabundos.com or call 800-474-BAJA.
I went on down to my favorite fishing hole. Around I got myself a pole and line. Caught a 9-pound catfish on the bottom. Came, I got it. Took him home to mama by supper time.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. I'm John Hennigan in studio, and we also got Captain Karen Hookham. But on the line with us, we obviously still have John Kirkoski, who's going to hang around. And we've still got Misty Loggins on the air for maybe just a couple more minutes. And now, joining the party, as we have Eduardo Herrera, General Manager at Costa Baja Resort in the beautiful La Paz, Baja, California, sir. Eduardo, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, John. Hi, everyone.
What I would like to do, I've talked to Misty about, you know, getting down and taking her down to, you know, to catch a marlin or get some real warm weather fishing. And she's certainly open to the idea. And I'm just wondering that one of the things we might want to talk about is going to the five-star resort at the Costa Baja Resort and Spa, and maybe why ladies might want to do that too. And get them on the water also.
I can't hear.
So if we could, we all there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. So, Misty, are you still there?
I'm still here. Okay, why don't you
ask Eduardo a little bit about his resort and what kind of things an angler would like and a woman would like.
Oh, absolutely. Hi, Eduardo. This is Misty calling from Nashville, Tennessee, and I do a lot of largemouth bass fishing. I've never fished for saltwater fish. So if I'm going down there, how am I going to fit in? Do you think there's something for me out on the water?
So, well, all the year long in La Paz, we have opportunity to have something special for the trophy fish as a everybody mentioned that the rooster fish is one of the best species that you can have it all year long. But you can have, we have different seasons here with the marlin, the blue marlin, the black marlin, and we have different options, no? Mm-hmm. The hotel has a hand.
Oh, that sounds great.
Well, Misty, one of the things about La Paz, because I fish a lot over Cabo San Lucas, there's some great fishing there. And if you're really only after marlin, Cabo might be a better bet. But there's plenty of marlin in La Paz, but you've got a lot more variety. You've got different islands and reefs and a lot more species of fish to catch.
Because I would love to, if it swims, I'd love to catch it.
Okay.
And and it would really be nice to have somebody who could show me the ropes out there, as because I know it's there's a different technique to it and everything than what I'm used to. So it'd be great to have somebody to show me the ropes. And I'm guessing they have some folks out there who can who could help me out with that.
Well, I think that can be arranged.
Yeah, well, maybe, the best way to fish with John is John just kind of goes down into the cabin and says, let me know when you hooked one and I'll be right out. So that's the way you fish with John. That's the way I fished with John.
Yeah. When you got a fish on my line, come and get me.
Yeah, he just
there
goes,
you
just,
go.
Just let me know when it's on.
But Eduardo, obviously, Misty is a very sophisticated lady, used to the finer things. And why don't you give her an idea why she might like to stay at the Costa Baja Resort?
Sure. We are one of the best hotels in La Paz. We have, it's a development that we are a lot of amenities as the marina. We have a golf course, 18 holes, Gary Player signature golf course. We have a beautiful holistic spa that maybe you could be interesting to come to later of the fishing day. So you have, we can pamper you and we can have a special service for the people that came during the trip. No, we are exactly on the bay of Costa Baja. It's an amazing beach, so it's pretty calm. You can do on a paddleboard, kayak. It's a beautiful, beautiful scenario for relax. No. I have six restaurants inside of the Costa Baja and a beautiful condos and villas, too, no, for all the family.
I can vouch. It is probably the most beautiful place I've ever been to in Mexico. And it's and just the way everybody treats you there, fabulous.
The staff and Eduardo in particular, because I think they follow his lead, talk about Mexican hospitality. It is.
And Misty, you have never seen it. What's so beautiful is you wake up as the sun's coming up and you're looking out onto the ocean, mm-hmm. and all the fishing boats are out there. They're waiting to take you in, you know, take you out, and you get on and you just go for hours. And it is just so beautiful being out on that water, and you see so many things and so much. And the guys are just, the fishing guys are great. Captains.
Maybe you can write a fishing song from from down there.
Yeah, it's
that's
a beautiful.
I'm packing my suitcase right now.
I'm awaiting you, so the room is almost ready. Got to the next slide.
Yeah,
we will do it. We will definitely do that.
Can I check it out online? Is there a website that I can go and show everybody where I'm going to be?
Sure. Our website is www.costabajaresort.com, and you can see all the features and amenities that we have on the property.
Misty, because you're from Nashville, you may not speak Spanish. So Baja is B-A-J-A. It's not ha-ha, it's Baja. Okay. So it's CostaBaja.com. Can't be more simple.
So how is the weather? What's the water like? And I was out running around the studio.
Oh, for Eduardo?
Yeah, Eduardo.
No, but right now we have, like, in Celsius, we have right now 26 Celsius. So it's pretty nice. It's hot.
Yeah, that would be, that 26 would be about 78 or 80 degrees, yeah.
So it's still really, really warm.
Oh, yeah. And the water temperature?
The temperature is better than, it's the best time to be in the ocean.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's probably what, in the high 70s, low 80s?
It's like 26 Celsius.
Whoa!
Water.
Whoa, that's, yeah, that's like 78, 80
that's
degrees.
That's really hot.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Wow. Yeah. So it hasn't really come down since.
Well, it'll come down a little bit more, but it'll be 10 degrees warmer than that.
And everything and everything's running? I mean, like you can get marlin and you can.
Well, there's certain things at certain times of the year.
So what now?
Normally when the water or when the weather is warmer and the water is warmer, you have more of the pelagic, the marlin, tuna, Dorado, but you
don't
can
have Dorado all the time though.
But Dorado,
what about rooster?
Dorado's there most of the time. The inshore fish, like the Sierras and the roosters, and you have some incredible rock fishing for grouper. Misty, when you the Bay of La Paz is it's kind of interesting because it goes in off the Sea of Cortez. It's mostly north and south, but the bay actually runs north and south. So you just go. It's about. Oh, gosh, what is it, like 7 miles, something like that, across to Espiritu Santo Island, which is a national preserve. And you go out there, and you know, you pull up, and you're in about 30 feet of water, and the water is so clear, if you throw a coin in the water, you can tell which one it is. And,
wow.
And then they've got these groupers that that will come up and grab it. And when you're fishing for a grouper, by the way, which you do something what you normally never do, is you tighten the drag almost to the point where it's locked. Because when a grouper grabs it, he'll try and run back in underneath the rock. And if you let him get in, he's
lost
gone.
It.
He lost
right.
it. So it. And these things can be 30, 40, 50 pounds.
So, John, you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
I'm thinking John's got to be on looking for airfare right now.
Yeah, there you
get
go.
Out of Minnesota.
There you go.
On his way to Mexico.
There you go.
I was thinking I better not bring my 10-pound test line.
No. Well, if you want to have some fun, but you'd be out there for a while.
Speaking of equipment, when you go.
Mm-hmm. Well, when any of the trips that you do down there, and then with Eduardo, and then hooking up with the Grizz, of course, and he's got multiple boats. We have multiple people down there that'll take you out. All of the boats are fully equipped with all of the best equipment, and most of them provide lunch. If they don't, then the Costa Baja will prepare a box lunch for you to take out. And so you just walk out of your room into the lobby. Mm-mm. You just walk down, you know, 20, 30 yards to the dock. You step on the boat, and away you go.
And off you go, right. And then when you come
Speaking
back.
Speaking of lunch.
Yeah, go ahead. Speaking
go ahead.
Of lunch.
Oh, I was going to say, if I catch a mess of grouper and or something that just so delicious, I want to have it cooked up for me, or if I want to have it frozen and shipped back, are there arrangements where I can do that?
So we can arrange everything like that, exactly. Oh, immediately we can prepare. We have a great chef that he can prepare it for you and the dinner, or maybe you want to grab it and travel with that.
You know what we did?
Oh, my goodness, this sounds even better.
Misty, we caught a bunch of, was it pompano?
Oh,
we
yeah.
caught a bunch
well,
of pompano,
did.
And
yeah.
we did, no,
yeah.
or was it Dorado?
No,
I can't remember
pompano.
Which fish we did, but we had them whip up ceviche right
yeah.
there. It was amazing.
Yeah.
And then you
oh,
can go
goodness.
Walk down and give it to someplace to
you
smoke.
Might even get the, if you let them know in advance, the captain might even prepare some ceviche for you.
Right
on
the boat.
And being from Tennessee, you probably don't know what that is, but it's basically
Stop
you take
telling
fresh,
her that. No, but I mean.
Okay, all right.
Ask her
okay.
if she knows what it
Misty,
is.
Misty, do you know what ceviche is?
I do. I play a lot in Key West.
I'm sorry.
I'm pretty,
anyway.
No, that's okay, though. Somebody might not. So
they might make it fresh for you right on the boat.
Oh, that sounds
it's
great.
It's unbelievable.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we're getting close on time again, but let's get back to Eduardo just for a minute, because we don't have him on nearly enough. We're going to have to get you on, you know, again the next couple of weeks, Eduardo, and get some more reports. All I can tell you is the best way to get, I think, to get to La Paz is fly into Los Cabos. They have hundreds of flights at a great price. It is possible to fly into La Paz, but I think you're better off because right now with the road system they have there, it's only an hour and a half, 2 hours from the airport to the resort.
Yeah, that is correct. So it's just 1 hour, 45 minutes from the airport, Los Cabos, to La Paz. It's easy, and we can do all the arrangements for transportation. We have a luxury transportation or just a basic transportation. So
okay.
It's easy to come here.
Great. Eduardo, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy day. And obviously, this is the time of the year. I wanted to talk to you about the holiday season, so maybe we can get you on real soon again because the people in Baja love to party.
Thank you very much for having me, and everybody is welcome to La Paz when you have more snow in your cities.
There you go. Come on down. Okay.
So, happy holidays to everyone, and good to hear you.
Thank you very much, Eduardo.
Adios.
You are listening to Fish Clock.
Fish
Talk Radio. See what you did to me? Anyway, you got me confused. Anyway, we're going to be right back. And I don't know if Misty has time to hang in there or not, but we'll be right back. I'm John Hennigan, host of Fish Talk Radio. This is Common Sense Conservation, brought to you by Santa Monica Seafood. We have Bob Wade from Santa Monica Seafood. Bob, what do we have going today?
The topic for today is about commercial fishing and how it relates to a real buzzword in today's world, sustainable. Being a 75-year-old fishing family, four generations strong, we're very concerned over what our oceans are and what they're going to be able to provide going forward. We always seek out every opportunity that we can through vertical integration of our resources to find out how the fishery is being treated, how the fish are being handled. And especially as we talk about sustainable means leaving behind a great biomass that's going to leave something for the next generation and for the seasons of future harvests down the road. In today's common world, sustainable to us at Santa Monica Seafood, we not only look at the fisheries and the biomass, the boats that are out there harvesting it, but we're also looking at what is being actually produced from a harvest. The age factor, the biomass, are they small, large? Are they mature enough to recreate a cycle of rebirth? So for us, when we look at responsible fishing, sustainable fishing, all of these little nuances need to come into the formula for how an area is fished, the amount of weight that may be removed from a zone of fishing, to make sure that we leave not a footprint behind that's going to affect the future growth of the biomass and the availability for future generations.
Bob, what do you recommend as a public we can do?
If you're buying something from your local fishmonger or if you're dining out, the simplistic thing is to ask questions. Always ask for information.
Santa Monica Seafoods works for sustainable fisheries.
The East Cape of Baja, Mexico is world famous for sport fishing. Dorado, tuna, wahoo, marlin, sailfish, roosterfish, and pargo. The Van Wormer resorts make dreams come true at a price all can afford. Hotel Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and Hotel Punta Colorado have the biggest and best sport fishing fleet in all of Mexico. Call toll-free to 877-777-TUNA to find out how affordable world-class fishing can be. The finest resorts and the best boats in East Cape. Call 877-777-TUNA.
First named La Paz in 1566, the fourth largest municipality in Mexico still has a provincial Mexican atmosphere. On the Sea of Cortez, the most biodiverse body of water in the world, La Paz has year-round world-class fishing. With a rich history of pearls, pirates, and legendary fishing, La Paz in Baja Sur makes for the perfect fishing vacation. Spring in La Paz, you catch trophy pargo, giant yellowtail, and sierra. Find more at vivalapaz.com. Viva La Paz!
The boss, he's looking for me. He says it's time to go to work, but
welcome
I'm
back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio. We also, got all these people together. This is awesome. We have Captain Karen Hookham that's on the line with us, and she's getting ready to put out her own calendar. But in the meantime, Misty Loggins has an incredible calendar. I just got in the mail today, and I don't know what's going to take. Maybe, John, you might have to enter the contest to get
one.
He did?
He has entered.
Okay, cool,
yes.
Cool. But it's incredible, and it ties in with her new release of Taiwan On. But it's
easy to enter on our website.
How you do that?
Just go to fishtalkradio.com and be one of five lucky winners each week for the next couple weeks. We'll be running the promotion. Mm-hmm. And all you have to do is give us your email, and we'll put you in.
It's right on the front page.
Yep, it's right on. Well, the front page, and then it takes you to the
just
details.
Click on where it says it,
But the bottom line is then you'll get thrown into a little pot, and we'll pick five winners every week, mm-hmm. and you'll get a autographed Misty Loggins 2015 fishing bikini mm-hmm. Calendar, which is really awesome.
And by the way, Taiwan On does not involve alcohol.
No.
Maybe later, though, right?
And you get the free download to her new
song.
Oh, yeah,
you get the song. Yeah. Can't wait to do that. Yeah.
You know what the neat thing about the calendar is?
What?
You'll never forget to look at what day it is.
This is a good one.
Oh, I'm not sure what day it is. I better take a look at the calendar.
There you go.
But, John, in the break, we were talking a little bit about what I call hard water fishing. And Misty was kind of curious about that also. I know that's something that might be a little early in the year, but why don't you give us a little bit of an idea of what's all that about?
Well, I was actually out ice fishing this morning. You go out, I didn't drive on it. We have quite a few cars going through the lake here in Minnesota now. People, you need at least 12 inches to take a full-size pickup out on it. But it gets a little scary. I've been out on 2 inches ice, which I wouldn't recommend. You know, you don't want to stand in one spot too long. But right now we got, in central Minnesota, we got about 10 to 12 inches ice. And it's, you know, you have to use a lot of electronics. It's electronic age. And in Minnesota, we got 10,000 lakes, so I can almost go out my back door and go out on a lake.
Now, real quick, you mentioned electronics. Will it go through the ice?
Yes, it will, and that's actually how I find the fish. You know, you can take a depth finder, and you can actually locate the fish. You just have to put a little water down on the ice, and you put your depth finder down, and you check the
transducer on,
And you can actually, if you're in a fish area where there's a school of fish, you can actually
drill a hole in
crappie or bass or big. One of the biggest, most popular fish up here is a walleye. And
you just need a bigger hole for those, don't you?
Well, I usually run a. I think I've got an 8-inch hole, which you can pull a pretty good sized fish out of. Some guys use 10, but if you have a Taiwan on, if you use that little alcohol, you might put your foot in that hole. That hole's pretty good. Pretty good size hole. You know, there. I actually got asked to sing at a fishing contest about 7 miles from me. And there, I think last year there was 8,500 people there.
This was on the ice? This was on the ice?
Yep. And I was at one in Brainerd. I sang up there for a fishing contest. And they drilled 20,000 holes.
Wow.
Wow.
They get about 8,000 to 10,000 people. And I said, if everybody hangs down a bait on a line, it's kind of, in fact, I wrote a song for this event, and it's kind of like a...
Well, give us a couple bars.
Couple
just
bars.
A few minutes.
Oh, gee.
Oh, come on, John.
He has to remember the song.
Got one of those brain things now.
Okay, we'll get you in a few minutes. We'll let you think of something else.
But no, so you have to use special, different rods and reels, and I mean, it's a whole...
Well, you just put a string in the water.
Basically, that's what you do. And there's little reels you can buy. And
that sounds so easy.
John, what was that definition you told me about what an ice fish, what about is ice fishing? What does that mean?
Oh, there's a jerk waiting for a jerk on the end of both lines.
A jerk on one end waiting for a jerk on the other end.
Yeah, you know, you see a lot of people just standing on ice, which... When it gets 20 below, it's pretty hard, but we get some pretty fancy houses up here.
Well, wait, I had a question. What's typical of a day? Like, how long do you got to be out there? Do you always catch something? Is it kind of hit or miss? I'm just curious because I don't have a lot of patience, and if I don't catch something soon.
Oh, but that's the fun part of fishing. You got to have some patience.
Well,
time to relax, but you don't always catch fish. I went out this morning for about 3 hours. I caught 2 small northerns, which I let go, catch and release.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can go out and catch 40 fish in a half hour.
Well, John, why don't you describe, we've talked to you last year about this, about some of the equipment that people use, like bringing out their own resort on the lake.
Oh, yeah. There's fish houses of all sizes. I mean, there's fish houses that cost up to $40,000, $50,000 that they haul out in the ice.
And do you set them up and leave them there and then go
these
back?
Ones, yeah, a lot of people leave them out. These things automatically, the tires lift up, so the it lowers right to the ice, and they drill holes. Some of them have big screen TVs, fireplaces in them.
So you've got a hole
big
in the
screen
you've got
TV.
The hole in the middle of the room.
Yeah. Oh
this is like a camper for the ice.
Yeah.
No. This is not like a camper. This is like a condo.
Oh yeah, my gosh!
They're like condos. I would say the average fish house. There's quite a few companies that make them, and they're average at $10,000 to $15,000, you know.
That's crazy.
But there's a lot of people that go way over that.
That's crazy.
So you could go ice fishing in your bikini.
You could.
There you go.
80 degrees inside there.
But if you're going to wear a bikini, I'm not going with you ice fishing. If Misty wears a bikini, I'll go ice fishing with her.
Wait a minute. If it's 80 degrees in there, isn't it going to melt the ice?
I don't know.
Well... you know, they say they got to move those big houses every once in a while because the ice actually will get thinner underneath.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy. That is just so, I mean, I'm looking online here and I'm looking at all the different pieces of equipment, and it is just, it seems like a big to-do. Whereas in Mexico, you just get on a boat and go. Yeah. Florida, go on, get on a boat and go. What's wrong?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, that's good to know that sometimes you can catch a lot of fish and sometimes you don't.
The peak of the season then would be just be starting, what is it, usually January, February?
Oh, no, we have to actually up here at the end of February. It's too late. You can't, if you want to go out the last day of having a house on the ice is the last day of February. So fishing's been as soon as you get ice here, you know, and we've had ice for about 3 weeks, although we had some rain on the lakes, and it was 50 degrees, so they advised everybody to stay off the lakes, which there were some silly ones that were tying one on, and they drove their cars through, so.
Oh. That's crazy.
Oh,
you know, but they didn't make it out too far. You know, sometimes people go down in 30, 40 feet of water, and which is not a fun ride, so.
Yeah.
But it stays cold in Minnesota. It's pretty cold for a while. Why end of February?
Well,
why not end of March?
It can't just be cold. It's got to be like sub-zero.
Sub-zero, yeah.
Yeah, we haven't had much sub-zero, and we got about a foot of ice. You know, it's just the ice usually gets, on the average, usually about 2 feet thick, you know, by the end of January. So
Do people have spots that they go, like, claim certain spots of the lake? And, you know, like here in California, where I'm talking on a surfing level, you know, the locals, you know, if there's somebody that comes out, they're not a local, they don't know where they're going, they get ousted.
Nobody gets ousted. You'll go, if you know somebody that's a good fisherman and you see his name on his fish house, or you follow guys out.
Yeah.
Usually everything's in a pack pretty much. You know, but just, you'll get, on some lakes, you'll get a few hundred fish houses.
Right. Now, Misty, did you have any other questions about ice fishing for John?
Well, I'm just sitting here mesmerized by the idea, you know. People have a house out on the ice, and they sit around and fish out of a hole. I mean, that sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah.
My question is, how soon can I get up there?
Oh, you could come up here anytime, and I'll take you fishing, and we'll actually... I got a couple songs that I bet you'd love to record with me.
That would work.
Okay. Do we have time for them?
Set up a recording studio in an ice house.
Okay. Oh, that's cool.
Well, I know we've only got a couple of minutes left in it, John. But I don't know if you got your guitar.
Did you get
handy.
Your brain?
If you remembered anything, if you want to give us about 30 seconds of one, that'd be great.
But I love his fishing songs.
I don't want to put you on the spot.
Well, I got one here. I got one I could do with a.
I'm a big fan of your fishing songs.
Let's just give us about 30 seconds. We've only got a couple minutes.
Okay, should I put this on speaker? So
go ahead and do that. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll give you one I just wrote. That's still on speaker?
You're good.
Sounds good.
Well, I love fishing with my girlfriend better than with a guy. Got a brand new boat and a pickup truck and a smile that drives me wild. Well, I love fishing with my girlfriend better than with the guys. Any out to your box to tackle and what she's got inside.
That's awesome.
Well, Mister, you're the expert. What do you think?
Oh, I think it's great, but I can't believe he wrote that about me.
Good one.
That's great. Okay.
Love it, John. Thank you.
Well, we've got about a minute in this segment, but Misty, we again appreciate you coming on, and again, we had you scheduled for 10 minutes, and we couldn't turn you loose.
Oh, well, thank you all for having me. I sure do appreciate it.
What we'll do is you've got the contest going, but we're going to see if we can get something going again maybe next month and see if we can work something
out.
Well,
and also around when – don't keep us in mind when you're ready to – get that album out there, okay?
Absolutely.
I know that you're ready to go to ice fishing, but let's just go to Baja instead.
Well, we'll do that, too. Okay. I want to go ice fishing. John, right. That was awesome. Done.
Yeah, that was great. Thank you, John.
Okay. I've got to win a calendar.
Well, you might be able to get some influence. I don't know.
Or I might go drive on some thin ice.
But it's Misty at mistyloggins.com. It's real easy. And then, of course, we are, to get into the contest, it's fishtalkradio.com, and you can listen to that this show and any show as many times as you want to. So we appreciate that. And John, you hang in there. We appreciate you guys joining us on Fish Talk Radio.
And we'll see you soon, Miss D.
Hope the holiday season is working out great for you.
I would rather be fishing.